It's all doing kuf chaf hilchas sura samer bo vimei hasura bo yud aleph sifim. Bilel sheni shol pesach maschilin lispar sura samer v'sayfim meumid meumid. We begin to count sura samer and the haluminig is to count it when you're standing up. Okay, there are svarim, they're written about that every single mitzvah. Some mitzvahs we do standing and some mitzvahs we do sitting. What are the rules? Why do you do some mitzvahs standing and some mitzvahs sitting? Very complicated rules. What do you mean?
Bakama,
so it's a drasha.
Right, yeah,
so the grain is standing, right? So the minigus, he mentions this, all the things that he wants to mention. He mentions the minigus to do, you make the bracha hakpad, to make the bracha when you are standing, not to do the bracha when you are sitting. Like tefillin. So very machlokes, Ashkenaz and Svard. So Ashkenaz stands, and Svard you sit. Every single mitzvah is a major topic. So this, the minigus dafka to stand. For our movement, hamitzvah, he... Kiddush Levon, so talk, why do we do
Kiddush?
Oh, that's right, because in Makabal, the Derech Eretz, Makabal Pnei Ashkina. Makabal Pnei Ashkina.
Okay.
You never know. If that's the mitzvah, so that would be the mitzvah. Okay, a mitzvah lispar take it with chilas halayla. The mitzvah is to begin to count immediately at the beginning of the night. Chilas halayla achar tseis hakachavim, right after tseis hakachavim. Why is it ideal to do mitzvah in the first meeting of the night? Because tnimos. You want it to be complete. And if you're going to do Sfiras Omer at 10 o'clock at night, so you're missing out 3 hours of the night. If the night begins at 6 o'clock, and you're going to wait until 10 o'clock, it's already 4 hours into the night. 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it is, you go. So there is definitely a hiddur of doing Sfira at the earliest time of the evening, which means right after Tseis HaKoychavim. Let's see, with the Yevid Zman Kolayl, but the other person cannot have a Marib Zman, which many of us cannot always do. It's very difficult. You daven Marib at a set time, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it is. So then you could make the bracha Kol Halaylu. Bebeis HaKnesses, Belil Shabbos, V'yamdav, Tsarifim Lachar Kiddush Kirin Lehaktim Kiddush Sayyam. Now what about in a shul where they make Kiddush and Avdallah? This is becoming a very rare commodity today. To find the shul, Yoshua, you make Kiddush?
You do here.
You do also. You make Avdallah also? But Avdallah also you do in your shul? You do Avdallah in your shul? Even if no one's going to be Yotza the Havdalah.
What we started doing, because a lot of people are ready that didn't show up until Sunday morning davening, we started making
Havdalah Sunday.
And did it. And then I said, you know, you're right, it's a good idea. And Sunday morning after davening, he came out with a course and made Havdalah.
Very interesting. Very interesting. No, I daven this past year in a on Rosh Hashanah, one day Rosh Hashanah. Someone asked me to join a Russian minion. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I thought it was a regular minion.
A Russian
minion. So they daven. Everything was. He did a lot of very interesting things. So one thing that really shook me up is after, you know, I'm used to making Kiddush. Before the kiyas, after the kiyas, so what's the kiddush? Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chagin. Ki choyk liyishol hu mishpat elokei Yaakov. Sari, baruch atah Hashem kem lochloim, boi pri agafen. Right? That's what I'm used to. That's what we're all used to. So all of a sudden, baruch atah knows, he makes the kiddush the yom tif night. The law, he makes the nusach and he sings it. Asher bocha manu mikolam, v'raymanu mikolashon, v'kidashon v'mitzvatid lanu shalokim v'asiyam hazikaren hazeh. And I'm looking, what in the world is going on here? It's Rosh Hashanah morning. It's he made it, and they think the key is first. They don't daven in Bismillah, they don't daven in Musaf. They just daven in Shachris, it's too much for them. Daven Shachris, they blow tekiyas, they blain, they blow tekiyas, 30 tekiyas, and that's it. And that's it. And then he makes Kiddush. And that's Kiddush. They're not Shomer Shabbos, most people. They're semi-observant. It's very nice. It's incredible Kiddush Hashem. So the Shachris, laning, Tekiyas, 30 Tekiyas, and now we're going to have a Suda, and he sings beautiful songs. He sings, have a little Suda, beautiful, with honey cake, and he makes the whole Kiddush. And I'm looking, what in the world is going on here? And then it hit me, oh, I understand, because these people did not hear Kiddush last night. it's their only kiddush. So yeah, that's a halacha. This is the only kiddush. You make kiddush with a full bracha by day. Live and learn. Okay, so here we have a shul. In the shul, they make kiddush at night. They make kiddush for havdol. So here's the question. The question is, what do you do first? Let's assume now, of course, you're davening bizman. Let's assume that you're davening late. You're davening tzeisak l'chavim, and there's not an issue of saying sfira. What do you do first? Do you first do kiddush, or do you do sfira so'imer? Mitzvah Shabbos. Do you first make Havdalah or do you make do Kiddush Levana? So here he tells us that when it comes to Kiddush, Friday night, B'beis HaKnesses, B'lel Shabbos, V'yom Tov, Sofrim L'achar HaKiddush, first comes Kiddush, which right away should be a question. Why? Didn't we say that you should make the Sfira Omer as early as possible because of Tamimois? Tamimois does not override Tosefa Shabbos. And saying kiddush, even though you're reading Makabel Shabbos, so it's Makabel Shabbos. So what? You're Makabel Mizvashalim on Shabbos. But making kiddush is the Makabel Bepatish. And there's an inyan, the inyan of making kiddush early as possible overrides Tamimois. So therefore, first comes kiddush. Why don't we say Tadir? V'she'ena Tadir, Tadir Kaidem? Ah, very good point. Why don't we say that principle here? Okay, we're going to talk about that later on. The third part, I have some of my Tadir. No, you're right. But there could be, I'm just throwing out an answer. We'll talk about later on, is because making Kiddush al HaKoyis is a Din Derabbanan. Make Kiddush al HaKoyis. No, so Sfira, even though it's a Derabbanan, it's Machlaikas Rishonim, it's Rabban Derabaisa, but it's based upon a Deraisa. So it could be that Sfira, you can argue, it's not clear, it's not in Mukhach, we'll discuss later on, but you can argue that Sfira Shraf Kedima Midin, it's based upon it's a stronger Deraisa, and then the rules of Tadir Rishonim do not necessarily operate. We have two things that are equal. What? Kiddush and Tefillah. So you're already davening. The Kiddush with Tefillah, certainly, that's another question. Is the Kiddush with Tefillah Yoytzeh your Kiddush? L'chayr it is. So when you daven Ma'ariv, one thing you say good Shabbos, you can say that's not really a Kiddush. But if you daven Ma'ariv, l'chayr that's called a real Kiddush Deraisa. So when you're doing it ala kois, that's a pure Derabbanan. That's a pure Derabbanan, but you could say the same thing, but it's based upon a Deraisa. But I already did the Deraisa. So now I'm off doing a Derabbanan versus something which is first to be based upon a Deraisa. But it's a very good question. I don't know, I don't have a clear answer. But here he says, whatever it is, Kiddush comes first because you want to be makdim, the Lahakdim Kiddushas Hayom, that says it all. Lahakdim Kiddushas Hayom is the overriding factor when it comes to this issue. V'mitzoy Shabbos V'yom Tov, Sofrim Kodim Havdalah, you do the Sira first. Why? Not because you saw Machmir on Tamimais. It's because you want to be Ma'acha. You want to delay the exit of Shabbos as much as possible. Kedei La'acha Yitzia Sayon. Shachal Yom Tov Achron B'Motzei Shabbos. When Yom Tov Achron is B'Motzei Shabbos, Sha'im Mekiddush Ravdola Al HaKoyis. Al Koyis Echad. What happens when, like this year, that's what it was this year. This year, no, it wasn't this year. This wasn't.
I don't think it ever could be.
Uchshachal Yom Tov Acharon b'Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov Acharon. Like this, though, this year, the second days, not the first days. Not the first days, the second days.
The second
day.
Oh, right. Okay, you're right. So it means that's on the first day Pesach, after Mitzvah Shabbos.
It could never be on the Sunday.
But the first day Mitzvah Pesach is not going to be. There's no Seder anyway. If the first Seder is Mitzvah Shabbos anyway, there's no.
Pesach is Sunday, of course.
All right. What? When the last day is Sunday?
Well, if it starts on Sunday.
Okay. Okay. If the first Seder is Mitzvah Shabbos, that means you're going to have the beginning of the second day is going to be Shabbos. Okay. If the first Seder is Mitzvah Shabbos, those are the best years, right? The first Seder is Mitzvah Shabbos. Er Pesach Shal Yisrael Shabbos. You can rest. You can come to the Seder. Well rested. Right. The only problem is in those years when you come to the second. Yeah, not getting up when you get up early, but when you come to the second Seder, you had it already. Especially in a year like this year, the first Seder. You can't enjoy it. You're so tired. You're running around the whole Erev Yom Tov. So, the second Seder you can enjoy. But when you have Erev Pesach Chal Yos B'Shabbos, then you have a good first Seder. You had enough already. I'm full. You got to do it again? Again? How much can we do of this?
This year, Shavuos night
is Mitzvah Shabbos?
Yeah.
So you're going to rest? Okay. Okay, so in the year when you're going to count Sfira, it's going to be a Sunday. The last day of Pesach is a Sunday. So you're going to have now, Mitzvah Shabbos, you're going to have to make Kiddush and recite Havdalah. So here you have a big dilemma. What do you do first? It's a Kiddush and it's a Havdalah. Ushakal Yom Tov Ha'achron, Mitzvah Shabbos, Shomrim Kiddush Ve'Havdalah, Al Kois, Achron, One Kois. Sofrim Gam Keim, so you count first, Kidei. Sofrim Gam Keim. The Kiddush of Shabbos is the Ikar. So we count Sfira first and then we do Havdalah. If you're in
we're going to talk about that.
Right? You're counting already the next day and you're repeating the day a second time. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Right. But still the Ikar is you want to delay the exit of Shabbos as much as possible. That's why in shuls, also be a very rare commodity to say v'itim l'cha. How many shuls ready today say v'itim l'cha? They say it here, very good. But it's getting harder and harder to find. It's getting harder and harder to find a shul where they say v'itim l'cha. So when you tell do Havdalah, Havdalah is done after v'itim l'cha. Why? To be ma'acher Havdalah as much as possible. Okay, let's give you on the bottom. The bottom will be b'lil sheni shul pesach. Ois aleph. Ayin Beshut Chaim Shaul. Who's the Chaim Shaul?
Chaim Shaul was a
Sephardi. When? From what year? What century?
Not
what?
Long ago.
Recent.
This one.
Contemporary. So Ayin Beshut Chaim Shaul. Shehelo Dalpi Soid. Yeish Lispar Bilel Sheni Achar Hasid. Okay, I want to discuss later on. I have over here a safer. I'll pick up all of us. So when do you do this? When do you recite Sfira? So he says you do it after the Seder. Okay, we'll leave this for later on. I'm going to want to talk about this later on, after the Seder. V'chein kasa b'birkei Yosef, shalo yihei tarti the Sashrei Adad. Because if you're going to count Sfira before the Seder, so what have you basically said? You said that today is the first Echol Moed. Because you count Sfira on the second day of Yom Tov. So once you've declared the second day of Yom Tov, how now can you have a Seder? The Seder is the first day of Yom Tov. So it doesn't make sense. Tied to the Sashrei. So it doesn't make sense. You should count Sfira before you have the Seder. You should first have the Seder, and then after Seder, you do the Sfira.
You make the Seder the second day.
No, when we make the Seder the second day Yom Tov, it's Sekhet the Yoma. It's really the first day. It's the first day.
Yeah.
We're making believe that it's the first day, but if it's really the first day, then there's no need to count Sfira, because Sfira is only counted on the second day. So it doesn't make sense. You're following the calendar and you're counting Sfira. So, today's really the second day. So it's the second day, so you don't make a Seder. It's a bracha l'batol to do all the brachas in the Seder. Of Hamotzi, Marar, what are you doing? How can you do this? So that's why it's not so different. It's better you should wait until the end of the Seder. Now, the reason why we don't do this, just jumping in, we'll do later on, is because there are many reasons. Number one is we'll forget. It's very likely that you will forget. Number two, Beroivam Hajjfeli was a minion. You want to do with a minion. Number three, now this is really the most important reason, is because we mentioned before that the first night that you wanted Lechatchil, a person should count Sfira as early as possible because of Tmimos. Okay, when it comes to 48 days of the Sfira, if you count the middle of the night, 48 of the 49, so big deal, so you count in the middle of the night. You count 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. But when you really ruin the tenimos, the shlemusa, when you ruin it, is the first night.
Right.
The first night, the ikar tenimos, is the first night and the last night. Many shuls, not many, but some shuls, they wait for Shavuos. They will not daven Ma'ariv until very late. Tanima, 72 minutes. A ridiculous amount of time. 70 minutes, 90 minutes. Even the young Israel, it was the latest time we ever waited. Twice a year, you wait 50 minutes. A tekiah for a young Yom Kippur, tekiah shofar is 50 minutes. Gesundheit and Shavuos night. You don't start Maariv until 50 minutes. And even that's not so silly. You have to wait until 50 minutes.
You should be davening mincha then.
15, that's already long. Normally they wait 35. So 50 minutes to Nimois. But that's only that. But you're forgetting something very important. Even more than the last night you don't have to do anything because it's just by default, is the first night. I think we lose. We don't appreciate this.
Harav mentions that. He says, he doesn't understand because really, I mean, he gives one shot that says, people make the mistake and they daven late.
Daven late, shouldn't. You should daven earlier.
You should
say this Sivira. You daven Maariv on the second night of Pesach early, so that you should say this Sivira. You should, right after Tzeis, you should calculate when is Tzeis HaKachavim. Tzeis HaKachavim is going to be this amount of time, so daven an early Maariv, so you should get to Svira Somer B'diyuk. B'diyuk, the earliest time, depends when you want to say Tzeis. Every shul will have a different sheet of when is Tzeis HaKachavim. Even those who daven 72, a lot of them, they'll go Svira Somer, but they'll bend backwards to daven, say, Svira 60, or even earlier, because it's so the Rabbanim and Ashmashos, and some even hold the Shetaka Tzeis before, right before the beginning of the next day, different opinions. But whenever you all have Tzeis, calculate the Maariv backwards. So you can have a Seder, and your Seder is going to go until 3 o'clock in the morning, so you can break the next day. When did you finish the Seder? 3 in the morning, so that you're in Avaryon. See, so that means you said Svira, 3 o'clock in the morning. So you Nichshol, your Tzmimois, my Tzmimois is better than your Tzmimois. I had an early Seder, we have more three ways. Therefore, it is
called dragging rights.
Therefore, this is a very important halacha not to forget. The first night of Pesach, the ideal thing is to say Svira as early as possible. And that is why, even though so you should say it later on because Tarzan Sashi Adadi, but one of the main reasons you should have Tnimos to say, look, we'll discuss some more reasons a little bit later on. Just get to where we're going to have Yain B'Shelos Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emdin. Shecholik al hamischashim bezeh, those that are what's mischashim? Hamachnirim?
They are making themselves lacking
this. Yeah. Okay, so also lechav lishta is koydim asur. There's another issue. Another issue is that once a mitzvah bol liyotcha, you're not allowed to eat. How are you allowed to eat the Shulchan Aruch before you do the mitzvah that's upon you to do the mitzvah of Svira Somer? Even though we know that's not
true. None of the new Haggadahs have the Svira Somer.
No, at the end?
There are some.
The old ones do, but the new ones you don't see.
Really? No more?
You don't see it anymore. Take a look. You see all the new printed things.
Some Kabbalah the good ones.
I don't see Svira Somer in the Haggadahs.
Some Kabbalah the good ones.
I'll go further. Velishta is kodem asir v'ayin shon v'ayin b'shar yitzocha v'nimuk yerechayim
v'sherich v'nimuk yerechayim of the same person.
Same person, okay. The minchas alazer, okay. Sherech levara dover zeh, he elaborates upon this matter. V'hello shal pi halacha v'al pi hasoid sarach lispar miyad achar arvis kodem hasidim paskins that he should die to answer immediately. V'chei noag zekeinu agon akadosh mahar tzat
Ratzili
Melech. He was the first. He was the main Saskar. Abal Bnei Saskar. The Harai. The Herol. The Saper. The Herol. The Sefer Nahar Shalom. Shenitvas Loi Mikvav Lekvav. We have been recently published. Mikvavit from its Ksaviyat. The Shami Yisos Shehizir Shloi LaAchra. He was Nakbich LaAchra Alachra Seder. He did count the Tzvira right away as well. So you see in the Chassidim, the Nakbich count Tzvira immediately. When it came to light, the safer, Hayah Ke'ez Bezignusoy Shekoshlo L'shanes Min Hagoy. If now the fact that he's a Zokain and it's hard to change what he's accustomed to, Hayah Maschil Lispor Koydim Aseyde B'divrei K'divrei Hamarash Sharavi. He would have changed his minhag. He really would have preferred to change the minhag to counts here immediately, but he said already, you know, I'm already doing this my whole life, I'm not going to change now.
Just for the sake, our grandfather, he was a chassid of the Minchas Elazar, but he used to say Sfira after the Seder.
After the Seder, even though he was a chassid of the Minchas Elazar, okay? Okay, let's go to Halacha. Let's go to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis. Nisha Shokach Lalayla Vloy Sofar. A person that forgot to count Sfira Chas Shalom, he did not count. So we all have Halacha Yisper B'yoim, you can count B'yim B'lebrach, let a bracha. Uvalayla Shacharav, the following nights, Shacharach Yisper B'brach, you can count with the bracha. Why? Because it's a Sveik Sveik. What sucks? First of all, who says that if you miss a one night entirely, are you not allowed to count? Is it machlokes? Is it one big mitzvah? Or is it a mitzvah every single night? So according to some poskim, you can count, even if you miss a day entirely, you can still make a bracha the following night. And then there's another machlokes, who is the mitzvah bedavka to count at night, or can the mitzvah be fulfilled even counting by day as well? So therefore, being that it's a double, since it's a seik seikah, so l'chol hadeyas, even though we do not allow you to make a bracha when you count by day, but if you do count by day, at least without a bracha, that's good enough to allow you to continue counting the following night with a bracha. And that's why in many shul, and this used to be the minute by the time they would actually count by this part of the davening. Every single day they count through a lot of the Ashkenaz, the young Israelites, a lot of the shuls do this as well, is they count after davening as well. In the Yeshiva Shalom they don't. What? They announce. Officially, in some shuls, by the svar, then they actually, the shlich tzibur, after part of the davening, after davening is over, hayom, yom, whatever, ba'omer, he actually counts the svira. Other shuls, they just make a polite announcement. And the more yeshivish places, they don't. And the more yeshivish go into the aguda shuls, you're not going to really see them. You miss it? Too bad for you. They're not. B'loy bracha
b'leila. I tell people that's a safety.
In Landau's, what do? They
I don't know, I don't download
anything. What do you download?
Depends which one.
They don't do anything.
They don't do anything. In the middle of the show alone, we don't see it done.
I have a tissue.
We had somebody by us at the shul that every day after davening.
He made an announcement. Not the shlech tzibur. It wasn't part of the davening.
No.
By the svardim, it's the nusach atzila. Just like the shots at night, the davening, the nusach atzila, the shots.
Let's say you should say it a few times.
Oh, a few times. By chassidim, say it a few times. Now, by the way, a few times, by mincha, constantly throughout the day, you make this announcement. Now, this halacha, this is a very important machlekes. This halacha that we just said over here, that if you don't count at night, and you can count by day, you can continue making the bracha according to some poskim, not according to all, is true for only 48 of the 49 days. If you miss the first night, that according to some is already a different category. The tamimos is completely broken. But there's a hakpada of shiva shivos tamimos that the first night must be counted at night. And in fact, that's when they cut the omer. When was the omer cut? The omer was cut at night. It was cut at night. So that's part of the mitzvah of counting of the omer. It's not just the bring of the omer. It's also part of the mitzvah was the cutting of the omer. So some rishonim learned that if you don't count the first night, that's it. You're done for the whole sur. You can't make a bracha even if you do count by day. It's a very big chumra. I don't think people are aware of that chumra. You don't hear that chumra. Halacha l'maaseh, I don't think we pass like that. I think halacha l'maaseh, if you don't count at night, you can count by day. It's also good, but it's not the same madrega. It's not the same thing missing the first night of sur. Okay, let's go further. Unless a person has got to count through the entire day, you count the first night, you can miss Bim Shach, Gam Kol Hayom.
There was a minion that didn't have a row.
Yeah.
There were like two people always like the Shayna Yidin. And they were Mechabed, one of the two, and the other one was a little upset. So the first one says, makes the bracha, Hayoim Echad La'omer. And the guy says, Hayyim Yayim Echad Lahimer. Said it without the brother.
He's finished.
First night he already did
the first night he already got him. He already got him. Okay, you make a brother, you can still count. He counted. V'yimshach gam kol hayom yisbrach akach b'chol lilos b'loy bracha. V'yim nistapik, let's say a person is not sure. Im sofa b'lay lo eloy. Afal pi shle sofa b'yom shle achrav. Mikol mokom yochel lisbrach shalem lisbrach bracha. Then it's a sofa, it's a sveik sveika. Same idea, sveik sveika. If you do not remember that I count yesterday or not, you can still continue counting to main sphere with a bracha. Okay, let's just see a few of the halachas. Maybe we'll just stop in the middle and just see a few halachas. B'Allah is base on the bottom. Misha shochach. Kol laila ayin b'shud leiv chayim b'misha sofar b'chalayim halayla b'ein yoyitz lechavasa with zeh. I don't have such problems, but some holy people, this is what they live and breathe. They live and breathe Torah, so they didn't count. They didn't count by davening, but they counted in their dream. Counting sheep. Count Dracula. One sheep. Two sheep. One day in the Omer. 2 days in the Omer. Well, three.
They have the kids, like they make a mountain, you know.
So someone is counting in his sleep the Omer. So what is Allah? Does that count? Does that count? Play on words. Pun intended. So Leiv Chaim b'Misha Sofa b'Chalem Alayla de'Eino Yoytzei de'Chavasa b'Zev Chayev Lisper Od Hapam b'Bracha. If you wake up in the middle of the night after you've counted the Omer in your dreams, it's not the real thing. That's not the world of reality. You got to go count again. Next, Ois Gimel Yispar b'Yom Ayin B'Shut Hagadu K'Be'Eger B'Shut Chasam Sefer b'Misha Loi Sofa b'Layla v'Yom. The person not count b'Layla v'Yom. And he wrote a letter. And in the Igeres he wrote a tshuva. Right? He's a very big rabbi. He wrote a tshuva. And in the tshuva he wrote this the day he wrote the svira.
It's
not a covet kedibur.
Let's say he wrote tomorrow's date on.
No, of course not. It's
he
no good.
He dated his letter.
It's no good.
He can't without a bracha because he post-dated the letter.
He post-dated. He's saying it doesn't count. Writing does not count. And the proof is the proof is, let's say you think in your mind, today is what's tonight, and you think it's five nights, nine, ten, whatever it is. So can you make a bracha? Of course you can make a bracha. Why can you make a bracha? I already thought about it. The answer is Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. You have to articulate the day. So writing on a piece of paper is Dvarim Shebelev. It's no better than Dvarim Shebelev. It's not good enough. And the proof to that is Bracha Al Bir Chametz. We make a bracha Al Bir Chametz. Why don't we make a bracha Al Bitul Chametz? Why don't we make a bracha Al Bitul Chametz? V'loy Al Bitul. The bracha should be Asher Kedushan B'mitzvah Sevitzon Al Bitul Chametz. The answer is because Bitul depends upon your machshava, and that's not sufficient to make a bracha. Bracha must be made on a maisa, and the maisa is the destroying of the chametz. For el bittul mishum the bittul havi belev ayin sham v'chein kas abeish lavram v'ayin b'shud zichron Yehuda shnishal b'mishal stafa b'yom v'yom kas ad mechtav v'yom lam gim loimer v'yom amar v'peh b'yom tevas lam gim loimer hel lo shemut l'vorech mikan ulahalan ayin sham v'zeh neche k'sham b'peh. A person, he forgot to count, but he did say today's Lag BaOmer. If he said Lag BaOmer, it's good enough to go further to count the following days. But if he did not say the pair, Avol Masha Hela B'Ksiva. But if he just wrote on a letter that today is Lag BaOmer, he writes there Mechtovim Bein Kain Tamuli Shloi. Avol Masha Hela B'Ksiva Smechtovim Kain. He writes that if you do write a letter, it's also good. Tumuli shaloi hevi klum divrei hachasam sefer kivei rabbeisav. He paskins shloi kedin. He paskins differently, it seems. And he the
slightly differently, but he's saying because he said it by with his mouth.
But he talks about writing a letter. He talks also writing a letter, it seems.
Yeah, he wrote the letter, and he said while...
Okay, but just writing the letter is not enough. And he, the Eish Lavrav, is not quoting his teachers, the Chassam Sefer and Kiv Egu, that writing is not enough. Because every time I'm doing this, always reminds me of a story. I remember many years ago, when I was, one of my Rebbeim was sitting Shiva. So the class, we went to Davin with the Rebbe. We went to his house. And the Rebbe said to me, "Oh, you be the Gabbai for Kriyas HaTorah." So I was a little kid, I don't know anything about being a Gabbai. I wanted to write down the name. So during Chazar Sashat, so during, I don't know, during davening, so I was asking the people here, the Kohen, the Levi, let me write down your name, I want to go very quick. I should have everyone's name ready to go. So I go over one guy, the Kohen, then I go, he's going to be the Yisrael, and I ask him, "What's your name? What's your name?" So he tells me, it's the middle of davening, it's the middle of Shema. So I calculated by the time we get up to landing, he'll be finished. So he'll be ready. He'll be ready for the Aliyah. Shlishi, you know, plenty of time. So I said, "Okay, so just write. You can't tell me, so write it. So write, take a pen and write it." So there was a real yeshivish guy standing next to me, a real kanoi, and he says, "No, ksiva is kedibur." And he's going to write just like he can't tell you what his name is. He can't write what his name is. Ksiva Kedibor. And this guy was all shaken up. Should he write his name? Should he not write his name? He's going to lose that on an Aliyah. So the end was, you know, we're all a bunch of kids. We don't know the difference anyway. So the end was, he didn't write his name. We got someone else for the Aliyah. But here, seemingly he's saying over here that it's not. And you take what it says here, you want to pass him from this halacha, ksiva is not kedibur. It's not considered to be a hefsek for him to go write down his name for the aliyah. Seemingly, alright. Let's go halacha dalid. Let's do another halacha. Yispa b'le bracha. If a person forgets one night, so you can count the remaining brothers without a bracha, b'le bracha, kachu das ha-shulchan aruch v'acharonim. That's what we pass him. If you forget to count at night, you can count by day without a bracha, and you can resume counting the remaining of the sefirah. V'ayim b'seif or tzachayim. Shehel lo shim shokach, shim shokach, she'im Shabbos, shokach, yispo lahalo b'bracha. He's the person that indeed say this, that you can count lahalo b'bracha, kevan shoy b'shoyim s'ulu d'kol laylo v'laylo mitzvah b'fnei atzma. There are such poskim that do follow. There are people that do follow this. It's rare, but there are people that even if you forget to count one night, you can continue counting the remaining nights with the bracha. Who needs to come on to this type of kula? Rabbanim and Balei Tzila. Some shuls. Who leads?
A Rav repeat Shmona Esrei.
What?
I've never seen a Rav repeat Shmona Esrei.
Really?
Because he forgot the Aliyah.
They really?
You imagine how long the Tzibur would have to wait for?
So you tell the Tzibur, tell the Balei Tzila. But if you have a prominent Rav, it's no joke. A prominent Rav, it's a very big busha.
Very often.
It's a busha for the Tzibur that their Rav forgot to count Sira. So the Rav, it's not so simple. We don't, you know, it might not be so simple for the Rav to take advantage of this leniency. There are definitely paiskim. It's a major paiskim. He brings it down that says you can count every single night with a bracha, even though you did not count. There are people balei tefila. People get up down for the omelet and they realize, what am I doing? I didn't count. And the custom of the shulas with the balei tefila says, and it's not everyone can be omelet in the nesayon. Okay, for some people it's easy as pie. It's a piece of cake. I can't say
sphere. There's some cipher besides that. He yeah. Something more committed by a tiny sibber.
Yeah.
By tiny sibber.
To get an aliyah. That's right. To get an aliyah. You're not fasting. You're not fasting.
18:11. You wrote it in the safe.
My impression is, I remember years ago, people were very much more dignified than they are today. And go back 20 years ago, I'm thinking about it wasn't a nesayon. If someone comes to shul, you didn't count svira. It was a real nesayon to make a bracha. You know, I didn't count svira. Today, my impression is it's no big deal.
Go big deal. 1 second, go further, you'll see.
People are not embarrassed. They didn't do it. The heavy should call out tzaddikim. Let's see. We came and shuv. I wish I missed you. The whole life of the mitzvah of the asma. The heavy should call out tzaddikim. Tell me the Baal Shem Tov. Handigu kech. Kach ayin sham. All the tzaddikim from the time of the Baal Shem Tov. The chassidim. They make a brocha every single night, even if they completely forgot a previous day. Vani shamati hatam. She They were very nizer. They counted that bracha without brachas in the machlis because the previous generation they counted without a bracha. They counted while the brachas not ma'akev. Avu b'zmanenu
shehayyehadus
hacharedus. Yoredes Peloyis has gone down incredibly. If you tell him you to count without a bracha, I'm not making a bracha, so why bother with it? I don't care. Period. Therefore, the reason why they will make it is not because they read make it, is because in order to be mechazek the inyan that people should continue counting svira, when you tell them you can still be samech on the poskim that say that every single night is a mitzvah for the atzmo and you can make a bracha, they'll be nizer to count for the remainder of the svira. Just because you lose one day doesn't mean you should stop counting the remainder of the svira. People make that mistake. Once you blow it, you blow it. That's it. Doesn't make a difference. My father used to tell me that when he was when he grew up, but he davened on Shabbos. I don't want to tell you where he davened on Shabbos if we grab, but the Baal Kore, it was all the Baal Kore was a perfectionist, but he was a bit unstable. And he was, I don't want to say where, he was, I'll tell you where they are, Gooden Bar Park, if I'm not mistaken, that's what he told me there. He was a perfectionist, and he lain with perfection. But when he made the first mistake, sometimes you get to Revi Chamishi, he got it perfect, without slurring, and then he missed it. He made a mistake. They corrected him. Once he made it, he couldn't care less. He just butchered. He butchered the remainder of the parsha. And it was always a joke. How long is he going to make it until he loses it? And when the first time he loses it, that's it.
I want to say something else. He's saying something from the Kamarna, Utrachayim Kamarna. Kamarna has an interesting shita. We say something brachas lahokol, that you don't make a bracha.
Yeah.
Kamarna says unfaker. Safek brachas lahokol. Lahokol is talking about lesisa shem Hashem elakecha lashok.
Yeah.
Safek brachas lahokol. You can be makel.
You can make in this matter.
You make the bracha.
Fascinating.
So therefore, since there's a safek here, do you make
it? Halacha lahokol. It's a very interesting idea. Okay, but he's saying over here that roi v'yishoyin and paskin that every single night you can make a bracha, even if you forget. Right. Even if you forget. So therefore, certainly in this case, when you want to be mechazik a person to remind him to go make a bracha, you should. But Bizman, as he says, people are much more religious. They're gonna make a bracha, they're gonna count no matter what every single night, they're gonna be nizer. So therefore, better, that's why in our generation we not necessarily are gonna make a bracha the following nights. But there are definitely persons, like I told you, the people rely upon this Mishas HaTchak when they're very embarrassed. Godul kovet habriyois shedoicha loisase shabatara. Allahas kama vakama, in this place where we most reshoin and paskin, you can make a bracha every single night. So you're in a situation where you find yourself being embarrassed, yesh amilismach, where a person can make a bracha. I don't know how many rabbanim have to rely upon this, chashom, but you never know. Okay, we will stop over here, take a short break, and we'll do a little bit more about svira. I have other things about svira.
Somebody a good answer. The right answer. So he asked me why.